नाम प्रणतार्ति हंत्रिम योगींद्र पूज्यम युग धर्म बात्रिम ताम शारदाम भक्ति विज्ञान दात्रिम दया स्वरूपम प्रणमामि नित्यम। I salute all is that Sharada Devi, the gracious goddess, who removes the sufferings of those who bow to her, who is worshipped by the masters of yoga, who is the very personification of spirituality for this age, who is the giver of devotion and wisdom, and who is embodiment of compassion. May that Divine Mother Sharada Devi bless us, guide us, protect us from Maya. Om Shanti, 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 peace, 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 be at all. I am very happy to come to the Cedar Rapids, our Vedanta Center. This is my third visit. I found here some very sincere souls, such is the reason I came. As I told you, perhaps yesterday, those who are here, that last 5 years I worked on a book, Sri Sharada Devi and Her Divine Play. The book is complete. Hopefully this weekend I shall get the proof. It took me 5 years to finish this work. Anyhow, for this group, I selected 2 chapters of that book, the divine aspect and human aspect. So this morning I shall talk to you about the divine aspect of the Holy Mother. This chapter is 30. In Hinduism, we have a common belief, God incarnates. It is in the Gita, it is in the Chandi. In the Gita, Krishna says, when religion declines, the religion prevails, I incarnate. In the Chandi also, Ittam Yada 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 Dhanavata Bhavishyati. The Divine Mother says, whenever this demoniacal power rises, I shall incarnate to destroy the demons. So this is the way we think about reincarnation of the divine beings. Sometimes in America people ask that, you know, we see only God incarnates, what about the women? Only men incarnate. In this book I wrote 1 chapter to reconcile this man and woman. 1 stem, 2 flowers. Sri Ramakrishna and Holy Mother are not different. Shiva and Shakti. We say Gauri Shankar. We never say Shankar Gauri. We say Radha Krishna. We say, do not say Krishna Radha. We say Sita Ram. We do not say Ram Sita. It is very poetic. Shakti comes first. Shankar Gauri. Gauri Shankar. Ram Sita. Shia Ram, Shia Ram, Shia Ram. Just see Radhe Krishna. Radhe Krishna. We do not say Krishna Radha. See, Shakti comes first. So, God does not come alone. He comes always with the Shakti. Ram, Sita, Krishna, Radha, Buddha, Yashodhara, Chaitanya, then Shiva, Vishnu Priya, Ramakrishna, Sharada. Always they come, their counterpart, female counterpart. As Swamiji said, a bird cannot fly with one wing. You need 2 wings to fly. So both Shiva and Shakti are essential. Holy Mother was Devi in Gorgeous. I remember some years ago, 2004, I wrote an article, Ya Devi Sa Sharada. I put 23 adjectives of Chongi and put it on Holy One. Ya Devi Sadhvabhuti Shumati Rupena Daya Rupena Shanti Rupena Jyota Rupena, I put it on Holy Mother. A book has come out, Ya Devi Sa Sharada, a Bengali book on Holy Mother. I wrote, my articles are there. Ma. Sri Ramakrishna sometimes made some remark humorously, a cat covered with the ashes about Holy Mother. Chai Chapa Bedal. Very, it is not easy to catch Holy Mother. Sri Ramakrishna is visible. Boom, 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 Samadhi all the time. We can understand how Holy Siddhi Pandi. Mother, cutting vegetables, cooking, carrying water, just like an ordinary woman. How this infinite God takes a finite form, which is hard to believe. A tiny banyan seed can create a huge banyan tree. Intellectually, we cannot grasp it. How is it possible? Holy Mother on herself. In Vedanta tradition, you can recognize the divinity of a person in two ways. One is called Shashang Vedda, another is called Parashang Vedda. Shashang Vedda means only he knows. Whether your stomach is full or not, seeing your face, I cannot tell you. But you know your stomach is full. That is called Shashang Vedda. I know. Who am I? Parashang Vedda means we have read the scriptures. We know the science of the illumined souls. The last part of the second chapter of the Gita, the last part of the 14th chapter of the Gita, last part of the 12th chapter of the Gita, and also Vivek Chudamani and Upanishad, all those signs we can put on you and check. Really true, you are an illumined soul or not. We know the signs. That is called Parashang Vedda. Knowing from outside. First Shashang Vedda. Holy Mother on herself. Krishna mentioned in the Gita to Arjuna, Arjuna mentioned in the Gita to Krishna, you are the Supreme Brahman, the Supreme Abode, Supreme Purifier, the Eternal Divine Being, the Primal God, unborn and omnipresent. So say all the sages, including Divine Sage Narada, Ashita, Devala, Vyasa, you also say so unto me. After revealing the Vishwarup, cosmic form of Krishna, Arjuna mentioned this thing to Krishna. Swayam chaiva bravishi me. You yourself is telling me that who are you? That is called Shashang Vedda. Murubhar Gita says, Janma kanma chame divyam evam yogeti tatpatah. Taktva deham punarjanma neiti mameti sojana. Janmo karma divine. His birth is divine, his action is divine. Birth is divine. We know Thakur's birth. Khudiram was in Gaya. Lord Vishnu gave him vision. I like to be born as your son. Chandramuni Devi was in Kamarpukur. A light came from the Yogi Shiva temple, from the Shiva image, entered her room, that is the way she was conceived. We know it. Holy Mother, her father was in Calcutta. And her mother was in her father's house, coming to Jairambati. On the way, She felt an urge to go into, went into bushes. A little girl of 7-8 years old came out, came down from the belfry and embraced her and said, "Here I come." That is the way she was conceived. Shyamasundari Devi. Divine. Not regularly as we understand the children are born through the meeting of the man and woman, husband and wife. No, they are different. Only Christian people think they are immaculate conception, virgin birth, all these things. We have also so all those things. Holy Sri Ramakrishna introduced her. She is Saraswati, the goddess of learning. She has assumed a human body to impart wisdom to men, but she has hidden her celestial beauty, lest people, by looking at her, should befoul their minds with sinful thoughts. Sri Ramakrishna cautioned his nephew, Ridhar. "Look here, you may insult me, but don't hurt her feelings. If he who dwells in this," meaning himself, "he says, you may somehow get by. But if he who dwells at heart misses, no one, not even Brahma, Vishnu or Shiva, will be able to protect you." Because sometimes Hridaya was a little jealous and was hurting Holy Mother. Swamiji cautioned him, "Be careful. Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwar will not be able to protect you." One devotee named Shirendranath Sarkar went to Kothar, Orisha. "Mother, devotees call you Kali, Adyashakti, Bhagavati, all these things. I'd like to hear from you. Is it true?" The mother replied, "Yes, it is true. 4th September 1918, the mother says, Saraju said, people call me Bhagavati, the goddess. I think that it must be so. Other so many incredible things happened in my life. Golap and Jogin are the witnesses of those events. If I think let this happen or I shall eat this, immediately God provides those things from somewhere." It is called Satya Kama Satya Sankalpa. If a person's life is based on the truth, whatever he thinks that thing will happen. Whatever he wishes, that wish will be fulfilled instantly. It is in the Chandogya Upanishad, Dahura Vidya. This technique is there. Once you go in the Brahmapura and can know the Atman, then what will happen? Yathachari, yathakami. At that time, in whatever abode you want to go, you can go. Whatever you wishes, all wishes will be fulfilled. That is the reason Shashadat Kutko Chudamani came to Sri Ramakrishna and said, "Master, you can cure your cancer this very moment. You just tell your mind and put your focus on your throat, let it be healed. It will be healed instantly, Master. I know it. I am sure." Sri Ramakrishna said, "Agat, Pandit, what do you say? This mind I have given to the mother. I cannot bring back that mind to this body. I cannot do it." It is in the Upanishad. Instantly his cancer will go away. "No, I cannot do it." Shri Brahmananda, Vivekananda are there. When Pandit left, they grabbed him. "You will have to do it for us." "No, you will have to do it, sir." "Acha, I shall consult with the mother." Then when they left, his mother, Thakur was became a little tactful. Mother, you know, it is hard for me to swallow. Could you make it a little bit smoother so that I can eat food? Immediately, Divine Mother scolded him. What? You are eating with so many, through so many mouths, and you want to eat only this one throat? Well, I hung my head. I could not say anything more to the mother. Later on, Swamiji and Brahmananda came and said, did you tell mother? I told, but she said this. You know, a religion we thought Sri Ramakrishna Holy Mother demonstrated what is religion. This is called religion. And people read this book, that book. I was very close to this Swami Shanananda. When I was coming to this country, he gave me many relics of mother. Mother was telling Baroda. Do you know what happened with Bhani's story? Achyuta Sengupta in 1950s, he used to give a series of lectures on Holy Mother, Paramapuru Sri Ramakrishna, and on Holy Mother also, Paramapurgiti, in Balaram Mandir. Every Saturday, hundreds, thousands of people would come. He was a famous writer, Achyuta Sengupta. So what happened? He wrote, Barada namni ektyo ballo vidhava maya shahid giya chilo. The Barada Maharaj, Achyuta Babu was lecturing Barada Maharaj, put his chadar on his head and said, Achyuta Babu, I am that Barada young widow. Barada, he thought that he was a girl. Barada is him. Chadurta Mathai diye. Haga Achyuta Babu, you mentioned that Barada, a young widow, was with the mother. I am that young widow.
Wow.
Baroda seems to be a female name, you know. Yeah. Sometimes Baroda Prasad, Baroda Kumar, then it is male name. Like Gauri, female name. The moment Gauri Shankar Mukherjee, that means he is a man. Look, Baroda, sometimes I wonder that I am Ram Mukherjee's daughter, and many women of my age are in Jayarambaji. How am I different from them? Devotees from various places come and bow down to me. On asking them, I learn that some are judges, some are lawyers. Why do they come here? The mother remained silent for a while. Then Baroda asked, well, mother, don't you remember always your real nature? The mother replied, how can it be possible, my son? If it were so, how can I perform all these activities? But you see, in the midst of all these activities, however, I wish inspiration comes in a flash. Whenever I wish inspiration comes in a flash upon a little thought, and I understand the whole play of Mahamaya. Another devotee asked, if the master is God, then who are you? Who else am I? The mother replied without hesitation, I am Bhagavati, Divine Mother of the Universe. In the beginning of this book, I wrote the introduction. Demon in spiritual life. Who is the demon? Doubt. Doubt is the greatest demon in spiritual life. It so happened a devotee from Bangladesh came to Swami Sarodananda and said, Maharaj, you know, Thakur is God, I understand, but Mother is gorgeous, brother. She seems to be a most ordinary woman. And Sarodananda said, then you do not believe that your God, Ramakrishna, was God. No, 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 I believe that one. Then Sarodananda said, তাহলে কি তুমি মনে করো ভগবান এক ঘুচে কুড়নির মেয়েকে বিয়ে করেছিলেন? Then do you believe that God married a girl, daughter of a woman who collects cow dung and make cakes, cow dung cakes, you know, guche, fuya. And do you think so? The mother, Maharaj, now my doubt is gone. Thanga, তুমি কি মনে করো that God married a girl? What a beautiful answer he gave, my good. Those things I wrote in the introduction. Alparananda asked, thought that if Sri Ramakrishna was God absolute, then Holy Mother must be the mother of the universe. She must be non-different from the divine consort like Sita and Rama, Radha is Krishna. So he asked, Mother, if that is true, then why do I see you preparing chapatis like an ordinary woman? It is Maya, I presume. Isn't that so? Mother, it is Maya indeed. Why otherwise should I be in this state? I could be in Vaikuntha, heaven, sitting next to Narayana as Lakshmi. Then he continued, you see, God loves to sport as a human being. Krishna was born as a cowherd boy and Rama as the son of Dasharatha. Arupananda, do you remember your real nature? Yes, now and then I do. At those times I say to myself, what is it that I am doing? Then I look at the house, children, and other family members, pointing to them with her palm, and forget my real self. There's one devotee from Odisha, Mother's disciple, came to visit Mother in Kamathukur. When he was leaving, Holy Mother told him, Vaikuntha, call on me. Vaikuntha, amai dakish. Call on me. The next moment, he controlled her feelings and said, I mean call on Sri Ramakrishna. That will serve your purpose. Lakshmi heard Holy Mother's remark and said, Mother, what do you mean? This is not fair. What will the devotees do if you hoodwink them in this way? Why, what have I done? A minute ago you said to the devotee, call on me, and now you call on Sri Ramakrishna. If a person call on the master, is there anything more for him to do? Mother, it is not proper to delude your children. Then Lakshmi said to Vaikuntha, look, today I have heard something new from the mother, saying, call on me. Never forget her words. Sarala Devi, Prabhrajika Bharati Prana. One day she was irritated with his relative. The mother said angrily, do not torture me too much. If he who dwells inside this body, he says but once, not even Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva will be able to save you. On another occasion she said to me, referring to Radhu's tormenting her, look here, child, this body is divine body. How much more torture can it bear? Can a human being, unless he be God, put up with all this? Let me tell you something. No one will understand me as long as I am alive. They will know only afterwards. Once a devotee came from Bangalore, and mother was not well, so he decided that now we shall not touch his feet, because the moment you touch Holy Mother, she absorbs all of your bad karma and sins. That is the reason she has all this problem, physical problem, dysentery, rheumatism. Taking other sins, others' karma. You see, Sri Ramakrishna mentioned, Ami karma nasha, Ami forest danga. What does it mean? I destroy others' actions, and I am the French colony. French colony means, during that period, if you do anything wrong in British India, then if you take shelter in the French colony, Chandanagar, Pondicherry, these are the all French colonies. Goa, Daman, Diu, those are all Portuguese colonies. Chandanagar, Mahé, these are the three, four places, French, and remaining part belong to British. So, that is the reason Aurobindo ran away from Calcutta to Chandanagar, from Chandanagar to Pondicherry, so that the British cannot put him in jail. That Sri Ramakrishna said that if you do anything wrong in this world, then you take refuge in me. You are protected. Nobody can do any harm to you. He told him, Haga Karmanashana bole ekta nodi ache jano, shekhane dob dile sob karma chole jay. There is a river called Karma Nasha. If you dive there, all of your bad karma will be wiped out. What a beautiful way Thakur said all those words. Mother said, No, my son, we have come for that purpose only. If you do not absorb and digest other sins and sufferings, who else will? Who else will bear the burden of the sinners and sufferers? If the good souls touch my feet, I do not get pain. There are some when they touch my feet, I get burning sensation. Of course, my son, you bow down touching my feet. In Jainambati, the Holy Mother had a cook, a woman. And in India, sometimes, you know, stray dogs, they have droppings on the street, anywhere. So this woman touched that some droppings of the dog and told Holy Mother, it was winter, Mother, I will have to go and take bath. Mother says, No, just wash your feet. Oh no, I will not be pure. Just change your cloth. No, just sprinkle with the Ganges water. Good. No, Mother, I will have to take bath. Then what did she say? Just touch me. Touch me, you will be pure. Pavitram charitam yasya, pavitram jivanam tatha, pavitrata swarupinne, tasye devai namo namaha. Swami Abhedananda composed that hymn. His life is pure. Is the embodiment of purity. That is our mother. This story we heard from Swami Shanananda. He was the eyewitness of this record. Once Shibu, Sri Ramakrishna's nephew, Rameshwar's youngest son, put their family duties to bed and came to Jayarambaji for months from Kamarpuku and expressed a desire to stay there at night. Mother said, "What is the matter? Well, I did the puja and put the deities in bed. Tonight I shall stay." "No, no, no, no. You will have to go back. You will have to give the vesper service there." "No, mother, I want to stay with you tonight here." "Now go have lunch and take some rest." Then in the meantime, mother collected some vegetables and fruits and make a packet and gave to Shibu at 4 o'clock. "Shibu, now you go. A Baroda will carry you till Amarpur after crossing the Amoda River." So unwillingly he left. Then again he came. Baroda left him there. Again he came back. "Mother, again you are back?" "No, I came back." "You tell me that. Who are you? Are you Kali?" "I am your Khudi. I am your aunt." "But you will have to tell me, who are you?" Then she admitted, "Yes, I am Kali. I am the Divine Mother." These stories we have heard from Holy Mother, from this Swami. In December 1910, Holy Mother went to Kotar, Odisha. He was telling to Ashu, Ashutosh Ghosh. He was the brother of Swami Trigunatitananda. "You know, this repeated journey to the earth, is there no escape from it? Wherever there is Shiva, there is Shakti. They all are always together. It is the same Shiva again and again. And the same Shakti too, no escape. People do not understand how much the Master suffered for their sake. All these austerities, did he need them for himself? Still he performed them for people's welfare. Can they themselves practice spiritual disciplines? What is the power, that vigor, that is why the Master did all that? Do you know that song? Which one? Behold the Lord of the lowly, he has come for the lowly. Really, my children are beggars. Can he remain still if they call on the mother at once the Lord comes down?" You know, M quite often used to say, "Pitar Vishwarjo Putre Pai." The father's wealth goes to the children. Sri Ramakrishna left immense wealth to his children. Not money, spiritual wealth. 12 years he worked very hard, and all these spiritual treasures he left for all of us. I sometimes tell people that, you know, our organization may be smallest, youngest, poorest, but very richest in spirituality. You will never find any organization in Avatar, Divine Mother, Swamiji and all the charity disciples They are not ordinary humans. Wealth. Manifestation as a Devi. I wrote an article in How to Live with God as well as Sri Ramakrishna Sannidhya. Bahurupi Sri Ramakrishna. How many ways Sri Ramakrishna manifested? Rama, Sita, Krishna, Radha, Vishnu, Virat, Shiva, Kali, Chaitanya, Jesus, Allah, and so many other gods and goddesses, Sri Ramakrishna appeared. What about Holy Mother? How many ways she had appeared? She appeared as Bagala, terrible form of the Divine Mother. When she was alone, in 1888, Harish, a crazy person, attacked her and she put him down, put the knee on her chest and holding her tongue and hit her, hit him. She took the form of the Bagala. A man came to get initiation from Swami Vivekananda, Surendranath Sen, from Dhaka. Swamiji took him to the shrine to give initiation. Then he started to meditate and said, I cannot initiate. The person who will initiate you is greater than me. From the worship room, Swamiji asked him to leave. He was very hurt. Who can be greater than Swami Vivekananda? He decided, I shall not take any more initiation. So he went to Bangladesh. Some years after, he had a vision. He was not well. Found a divine woman, a divine goddess, appeared before him and gave him a mantra, and then he recovered. So this man later came to Jayarambati for initiation. Holy Mother initiated him. After giving the mantra, she asked, Hababa Milesetu, my son, did it tally well? And the mantra which you got during a dream, did you get that mantra? It is the same goddess. So Bagala. Swamiji says she is the Divine Mother Bagala. In Holy Premananda. I knew him very well. When in 1959 I was in Banaras, he was my guide. Mother's disciple, high blood pressure, eyes are red, taking me, going to the shrine, first in Vishwanath. The moment I went to an Advaita Ashrama in Banaras, hello young man, wherever you go, you must know two things first. What, Maharaj, I should know? Where is the bathroom and where is the drinking water? They are very practical people. These two things you must know whenever, wherever you go first. What is the bathroom and what is the drinking water? So he was my guide. And he took me inside the Vishwanath temple. Vishwanath temple means, do you know what does mean? You just stand there, push in, push out. That is Vishwanath, that is Hindu temple. He was even not to make any effort. He will be out on the other side. And if you can grab Vishwanath, there is little chance that is fine, otherwise you will be out. So, that way, sometimes the Panjas help, you know, for the time being, stop so that you can put some flowers on Shiva's head. So that way I was out. Then he took me to the corner. Outside, there is a marble bench. He told me, "You see, my young boy, when you go to any holy place, never leave without sitting there for some time. At least 15 minutes you must sit and just close your eyes and repeat mantra." You know, this Swami taught me how to visit a holy place. Sometimes you go like tourists, you know, go there, boom, 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 and taking some pictures, come out, you know. This Hari Prasanna, Hari Prem Maharaj, Holy Mother told him, "Hari, I shall have to go to Bankura, where Vaikuntha is a medical doctor, he is allopathic, but he will practice homeopathy." Mother's disciple. Vaikuntha must treat Radha. "Mother, I shall go with you." So wait. It was evening. Radha was lying down on the bed and mother was seated on a stool. And Hari Prem Maharaj was rubbing mother's feet with some medicated oil. And he was thinking, "Hari, it's an old lady, wrinkle skin, veins and sinews are all visible. And people," he was rubbing oil and thinking that people call her Jagadamba. And there was a kerosene lantern on the corner. When he was rubbing and thinking, all of a sudden, he saw the mother's feet change. Just this oil developed feet of like a 16 years old girl. And then he looked up and saw Jagadhatri. He fell down. After some time, mother said, "Oh Hari, ki holo go, ki holo go. Oh Hari, what happened? Get up, my boy, get up." Again he saw that same old lady was seated there. He told this story. He saw Holy Mother as Jagadhatri. Arupananda Rajbihari Maharaj, he is also from Dhaka. He is the only Swami. He used to call Mother Holy, you know, to me. "Mother, you know, I tell you frankly, I shall not call you Apni. The respectful word is Apni. I shall call you to me. Will it be all right?" "All right, my son, that you know. In my home, I tell my mother Apni, to me, so I shall call you to me." That is all right. Even Sharadananda calls Apni. Even Swamiji, Apni. What a popular. But this Swami, oh, to me, Rajbihari Maharaj. You know, sometimes I feel sad. When I first came to the Ramakrishna Mission in 1950, I was 14 years old. Easily I could meet all these Swamis, but I was too young. I was living in the suburb of Calcutta. If I'd been in Belurmath or in Banaras, I would see all these Swamis. Some I missed, but I knew quite a few of Mother's disciples, Swamiji's disciples. I met two persons who saw Sri Ramakrishna. No. It's a beautiful statement. Mother, I am keeping accounts and doing this marketing and constructing, building. Shall I pass my life this way? Is there no only my life will be spent only seeing the picture of Sri Ramakrishna? Look what she said. Well, my son, what else do you want to do? In this age, Swamiji has inculcated these works as the means of God realization. If you perform this work without any motive and as worship, you will attain liberation. What else do you want to do? Do you want to practice tapasya in the solitude of the Himalayas? There you will find the monks fighting among themselves over the piece of bread or a blanket. Will the Lord appear before you if you go to the mountain and forest and sit there with closed eyes? Is there any better path than the path of action which has been delineated by Swamiji? While working, think you are working for God only and serving Him. And the work that you are doing here is truly my work. Rajbihari, look at me. Rajbihari looked at the mother's face and saw a luminous goddess seated in front of him in place of that plain elderly woman who had been talking to him. Her whole sides are flooded with effulgent light. Rajbihari could not keep looking on the luminous form. Struck with awe and fear, he closed his eyes. Immediately he heard the familiar voice of the mother. Oh Rajbihari, what happened to you? Why have you closed your eyes? Look at me. Rajbihari opened the eyes and saw Holy Mother sitting in front of him as before. The same familiar look with the usual sweet smile on her face. Arupananda told another story. When he was building Holy Mother's new house in Jayarambati, Mother's brothers are giving a hard time, you know. You are giving all money to the our sister, you are not giving any money to us, you know. So these brothers are giving him a lot of hard trouble. So he went to Holy Mother. Mother, I cannot work anymore. The uncles, means your brothers, are giving me so much trouble, I cannot work. Mother came out from his room, from our room, that there is a post there, that's his cottage, holding this post. She just stood there. My son, ekhane ei rokom. My son, here things go this way. If you do not want to work, that is fine. And he was looking. All of a sudden, he saw mother was not there. She was not there. In place of her, a divine being, goddess, standing in front of him. He was so overwhelmed. Then he bowed down. Again, mother came to his real form. Again, he bowed down. Mother, I'm going to work. All right, my son. Hey, Vaikuntha Maharaj, mother was terrible dysentery, blood dysentery in Kolkata. Vaikuntha Maharaj came from Bakura to give her medicine. Generally, homeopathic, he used to give the first drop on the tongue of the patient. And then he would make some puriya, some kind of, you know, that powder, he would pour and say, every 3 hours you take these things. So, mother, please stick out your tongue. The moment she opened the tongue, she saw my goddess. Goddess. He couldn't put the drop of medicine on her tongue. Oh, Vaikuntha, I am not well. Give me medicine. He was nonplussed. Kunti's give medicine. Vaikuntha, give me medicine. Then he put his medicine closed and put it in his box. Then he made some puriya, you know, some powder, some package, a small package. Mother, I am not going to put medicine on your tongue. But here is your medicine, you take every 3 hours. I knew the Swami. He came to Advaita Ashrama, very tall. When mother passed away, this Swami, from Udbodhan to Baranagar Math, there is a procession, they carried mother's body. He was very tall. He took umbrella so that mother's face will not get the sun. A 3-4 miles holding the umbrella. You know, when I, all those stories I put in this book, as if you are also in that procession, you are also going, this is the way it is written, carrying the umbrella so that the sun will not face, will not fall on our face. This one, Maheshwarananda. Chandramohan Dutt also wrote his reminiscences. He saw Jagadhatri and mother. One day Swami Shuddhananda and Prajnananda told, hey, mother is so fond of you. Mother is doing worship. We are going to take bath in the Ganges. Could you go to the mother and ask, mother, give me liberation? Oh, that is easy. All right, you go. He went there. Mother was performing rituals in her shrine. So he entered the shrine and made a little noise. Mother looked at him. What do you want? Mother, prasad. He came to ask liberation. Liberation became prasad. Without talking, she pointed out to Jandaji that there is a prasad there, take it. Then when he came back, the other Swamis are waiting downstairs. Could you ask? No. Give and play. The porter of Vishnupur station saw Sita in her last initiation. Mother initiated him on the railway platform. Gaurima saw mother was a Radharani. Then Ashwanja asked, mother, queen, the robber attacked you and opened up the mouth, and queen said, he told me that he is addressing him as your father. Vanja Ashu asked mother, what did the robber see in you again? Mother, he told me that he saw Kali in me. Ashu, then you reveal yourself to him as Kali. Don't hide mother, please tell me. Mother, why should I show him? He said that he saw. Ashu, well, mother, you showed him. The robber did not see any other woman. He only saw you. Whether you admit it or not, it is self-evident that you showed him. Mother is smiling, well, you may say whatever you like. Mother, I don't like to see you, your Kali form. I am happy to see you in this form. You are my mother and I am your son. Mother, very well, my son, I am relieved. I will not have to stand sticking out my tongue. That was Sister Nivedita said, mother, apni amader khali achen. She learned a little Bengali, bombarded with Bengali. Mother, you are our Kali. Mother said, that is all right, but I can understand you. But that is all right. We will not have to stick out your tongue. I remember when I was Hollywood, I had an actress used to come to teach me how to speak, public speak. So they used to say, thank you. You people say thank you. We do not know how to say thank you properly. A little tongue will come between the two lips, two teeth. Thank you. It must be very soft sound will come. Thank you. No. We do not know how to say thank you. Ask the Americans, they will thank you. So I was telling the actress, shall I say thank you? Well, not so much. Because then her name was Arlene Crane, Hollywood actress. I called her Arlene, then should I be thank you? Well, no, not so much. Mother, some people saw Kali in her. There was another Swami. Swami Vidyananda came from Bangladesh. A Bhagavan young man. Mother kept him in Jayarambati. He used to do all kinds of errands. And all the mother initiated him. After initiation, said, now bow down to your guru, pointing to Sri Ramakrishna. Oh, he is not my guru, you are my guru. You gave me the mantra. No, Ramakrishna is your guru. No, you are my guru. No, I am your mother. No, you cannot be my mother. My mother is in Dhaka. I am your mother. No. Look, immediately Holy Mother took his mother's form. So strange. While Dhaka is real mother, she took his mother's form there in Jayarambati. During his early period in Jayarambati, people would gossip about her. Oh, paglo, pagoler bo. He's the wife of a crazy man. It hurt her. One day, Shyama Sundari, her mother, also was telling that what a great mistake I have made, arranging my marriage with a crazy person. He heard her husband's criticism again and again. Immediately one day she became very mad and told her mother, look, don't say repeatedly that my husband is mad. I caution you, once I gave up my body listening to the criticism of my husband. Do you want to see once more? That is Shruti. Mm-hmm. When Daksha criticized Shiva, Shruti gave up his body, gave up her body. That she reminded, I was that Shruti. I can give up this body right now. Shyama Sundari, observing her calm daughter's terrible form, Shyama Sundari was stunned and fearful. From then on, she never criticized her son-in-law in front of her daughter. Swami's mother one day told Nalini, her niece, look, don't consider me to be just your aunt. If I wish, I can give up this body just now. In Banaras, one day, Shurabala, Radu's mother, cursed mother, saying, sister-in-law, you die, you die. That's crazy, ugly mommy. Referring this in the morning of the morning, the mother remarked, Shurovala does not know. I'm in Mrityunjaya. I'm deathless. I have no death. One devotee, Shurananath Rai, had tuberculosis. Wrote a letter to Mother, I cannot come to see you, but if you wish, you can come and see me. Mother could not go. She sent a photograph and told him that he would be cured. And he was cured. Once there was a drought in Jayarambati, the villagers came, Mother, please, Andhru, there will be no crop. We will starve if there is no crop. Please do something for us. He prayed. Next, then at night there was a heavy rainfall. Mother is omniscient. There are many incidents, episodes I wrote. Yogendra used to worship Lord Shiva with dry bare leaves. Mother said, Yogi, you worship God, Shiva with dry bare leaves? Mother, how do you know? I know. During my meditation this morning, I saw you worshiping with dry bare leaves. Nolini was asking, and so many people say, I have heard so many people get deep education and visions, but I don't experience anything. I have been living with you for such a long time, but why? But what have I achieved, Mother? Why will they not get experience? They will definitely get experience because they have so much devotion and faith. Look, one needs faith, devotion. What do you have? And people say that you are omniscient. Is it true? Well, could you tell me what is in my mind? The mother smiled. When Nalini insisted, the mother said, they say that out of their devotion. Then she continued, I am nobody. The master is everything. All of you pray to the master that let there be no ego in you. You know, I interviewed the few disciples of Holy Mother. I interviewed Swami Sharadeshananda in Vrindavan in 1977. So, Maharaj, could you tell me what did you see in her? Nirobhiman, no ego. All human beings have ego. Mother is completely egoless. Then I asked Swami Ishanananda, Maharaj, in my home, I have a mother, I have several sisters, and I have so many women in my family. And Holy Mother also was a woman. What is the difference? Then Ishanananda told me, have you seen any human being who is completely desireless, nirbhashana, no desire? That we saw in the mother, she had no desires. Only God is desireless. All human beings, we are born to fulfill our desires. That he told me. And Swami Vishuddhananda ji used to say, Gundi Bhangama. Mother, the breaker of all barriers. Gunji means barrier, limitation. Limitless. He said, here is Ram's mother, there is Shyam's mother. Ram's mother thinks my Ram came out from my body, my son, she possesses. And Shyam's mother thinks my son came from my body, my property. When Ram becomes sick, Shyam's mother does not feel, Ram's mother feels. When Shyam becomes sick, Ram's mother does not feel the way Shyam's mother feels. But Holy Mother is seeing that Ram, Shyam, Ram's mother, Shyam's mother all came from my body. I am that cosmic mother, Jagan Mata. All these human beings came from my body. You are thinking your child came from your body, but all the billions of people came from my body. I am the cosmic mother. That's when Vishuddhananda Ji used to say, Gunji Bhangama. One devotee came to get initiation from mother. And in her sari, in the corner, there are 2 rupees she tied because that she would give at the time of initiation as dakshina. But the mother sat for initiation, sat down on the inner shrine, and she immediately said to her, my daughter, remove that money from your sari and put it there on the floor outside. I'm going to initiate you. My mother, how do you know? Omniscient, she knows. Swami Arupananda one day was massaging her feet with medicated oil and thinking, let the mother disease come to me. Let the mother be free from this rheumatic pain. He was massaging and thinking this way. Immediately mother said, my son, what are you thinking? You live long. I am old. How much longer should I live? You should not think like that. May the Master grant you long life. Saying so, she blessed Arupananda, putting her hand on his head. She knows. She can tell that what is happening and all these things. Then giver of liberation. Mukti Daini Mata. Mukti. According to Vedanta, there are 3 kinds of liberation. Jivan Mukti, Videhu Mukti, Kroma Mukti. Jivan Mukti means you are free while you are living. Kroma Mukti is the gradual liberation. You will, from this, the Brahma Loka, this Loka, that Tapa Loka, Satya Loka, there are 7 lokas up and 7 lokas down. There is called Chaturdash Bhuman, 14 realms. So that is, then they will go to Brahma Loka, wait, and then they will march into in Brahman. And Jivan Mukta, the moment they are illumined, they are living. That is the reason we get illumined gurus. And Vidhu Mukti, at the time of death, he will be liberated. So, what happened to liberation? Mother said those who have taken initiation they will be liberated. How is it possible? You see, there is a contradiction in Vedanta. Liberation is only possible when you are completely desireless. No desire. It is the desire which brings us back to this world. And liberation does not come until you are illumined. These three things happen simultaneously. Manonash, Vasanakkhar, Taptokya. Dissolution of the mind, cessation of desire, and illumination. That is the Vedantic way. The moment your mind is desireless, it dies. And then comes illumination. You know, sometimes when my mind disturbs me too much, I repeat a verse from the Manjukho Karika. Mano drishyam idam sarvam yat kinchit sacharacharam manohi yamani bhave dvaito na upalabhyate. When too much problem comes, if you repeat this verse, it will help. Mano drishyam idam sarvam, whatever I see, it is nothing. It is all imagination of the mind. Sacharacharam, sachar, achar, meaning moving, unmoving. Everything is in the projection of the mind. All are in the mind. Manohi amani bhave, when the mind becomes mindless, the duality is not perceived. How to kill this mind? You see, when you meditate, Swamiji was telling his disciple Sharachandra Chakraborty, how to make the mind mindless. You stop all thought waves. Then the mind becomes the object, mind becomes the subject. The mind is thinking of the mind. No other time. At the time I see my mind, I can perceive. That is one way to stop these vagaries of the mind. Mother told about this, how to make the mind desireless. Holy Mother emphatically reassured her disciples. The Master promised to me, saying, those who will take refuge in you, I shall appear in the last moment and just caught them, holding their hands. Don't be afraid, my son. Always remember, the Master is behind you. So am I. Whatever you do and wherever you go, the Master will have to come during your last time to take you to his abode. God gave hands, feet, and other senses to function in this world, so it is natural that they will act accordingly. Do you know what is the secret? We have desires. Many, many desires. Thousands, thousands. One desire goes, another desire comes. Another. It is continuously coming, desire, desire, desire. So there is no hope for our liberation. Swami, at the same time, Sri Ramakrishna said, Ekhane jara ajbe ei tade shesh janma. Those will come here to Sri Ramakrishna, this will be their last birth. So how is it possible? The last birth. Swami Nikhilananda, who translated the Gospel of Ramakrishna, he is also a disciple of Holy Mother. He went to Swami Sivananda and asked, Maharaj, how is it possible? Thakur said, those will come here, they will be the last birth. So Prishmana said, that is true. How? This Vedanta says, Ganat Moksha, moksha. Liberation is possible through self-knowledge. Self-knowledge means atma-jnana, knowledge of the Atman. Atma-jnana does not come without, with desires. There are three desires that are controlling this whole universe and billions of people. Lokeshana, Aputrishana, Abhitrishana. Brihadaranya Upanishad says, Lokeshana, desire for name and fame. Putrishana, desire for progeny, sex. Bhitrishana, desire for money. These are the three desires that are in the whole universe. All these billions of people you see, they are carrying all these three, only these three desires. But what about the desire for car and home? Those are all incorporated in these three desires. There is no fourth desire. There is a desire that is called fourth desire according to Vedanta, that desire for God. What happens? Akamo Vishnu Kamo Va. Our scripture says Vishnu Kamo. If you desire Vishnu, God, that is akamo. That is desireless. That desire will kill all worldly desires. Desire for God will kill all worldly desires. So Nikhilananda says, Maharaj, we have so many desires, how can we realize God? Which is not possible. And all these billions of people, they are rotating these three places. Why do you work? To fulfill your desire. Why do you have desire? Because you have ignorance. Avidya, kamo, karma. Avidya is ignorance. Kamo means desire. Kamo means desire. Karma means action. Ignorance, desire, action. Ignorance, desire, action. Ignorance, desire, action. All these billions of people you will see, they are rotating these three places. No escape. No escape. That is Vedanta, Shankara's Vedanta. How can we get rid of it? Mahapurush Maharaj said to Swami Nikhilananda, do you love me? Yes, Maharaj. I also love you. Do you get joy when you see me? Yes, Maharaj. I also get joy when I see you. Suppose you love Sri Ramakrishna. At the time of death, you are deeply thinking about the Master. Sri Ramakrishna will appear before you. At that time, the mind becomes so one-pointed. That is the way Krishna mentioned in the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. What happens? The preparation for death, how to die. Read 8th chapter of the Gita. Krishna told how to die. And our next birth depends upon the present. So what happens? At the time of death, you are deeply thinking about Sri Ramakrishna. Sri Ramakrishna will appear before you. The moment you will see Sri Ramakrishna, do you know what will happen? Your mind will be choked. You will be so overwhelmed with joy and bliss seeing Sri Ramakrishna. At that time, no desire will pop up. You will merge with the Master. That he meant. Otherwise, you millions and millions of life, you practice austerity and you feel this desire, that desire, this desire, that desire. There is no end of human desires. I remember when I was in college, I had just one subject was economics. So the professor was giving a lecture, the topic, human wants. You see, all this economic, this whole country is functioning because of wants. Demand, you know, and fulfill the desire. And supply and demand. That is the way this whole economic system in this world function that is way. Supply, demand. Supply, demand. If there is no demand, no supply. So supply, demand. Supply, demand. So we have both human wants. The more you create demands, the more economy will move. That is the reason they give you, you know, tax money, go shopping mall. buy, be a compulsive buyer. Then the economy will move, production will go, more people will get job, everything will be fine. That is the reason they do. It is true. If you do not go to the shopping mall, yeah, collapse. I remember Chomil Vasoja, he was the manager of Dodgers. I earn money, my wife is in the shopping mall. What can I do? Women need to go to the shopping mall, you see. Then the economy will move. So, the moment you see Thakur, your mind will be choked, no desire will arise. And that is liberation. Very shortcut method, don't you think? What? Very shortcut. Try that one. I think that I should just stop here. 1:45. Om Jananim Saradam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tavishvetva Pranamami Mahadu Jaima.
You met two persons who saw Thakur. Who are those persons?
One is Ramendra Sundar Bhaktitirtho. Another is Upendranath Mukherjee's wife, Boshumati Ma. I met her in 1970 in Banaras. I met many disciples of Holy Mother and some disciples of Swamiji also. I was too young, came from East Bengal, used to go to Udbodhan, mother's house in Bagh Bazar. There I met many Swamis. Exhaustive biography of Holy Mother. 36 chapters.
I'm waiting for the book. I'm waiting for the book.
Hopefully toward the end of this year it will be out.
The Holy Mother's family?
Of course, I know.
They're still.
My new Ganapati, mother's nephew, Prasanna Mama's son. He used to come sometimes to Belur Math. I met him in Jarambaj also. He died. Son, daughter, they do the worship in Shingobahini temple. They are the priest of the temple. Ramakrishna Mission gave them plenty of money, made home for them so that we can get their property in mother's house, you know, we needed the property. Sri Ramakrishna's nephews, sorry, brothers, descendants also I knew, Ramlal Dada's son. Then his children, I knew them. They had a bookshop, perhaps you have seen in Dakshineswar, when we entered Thakur's room, right side there was a bookshop there.
Yes, yes, yes.
They used to own that house, and they used to come to buy books from us. I was in Advaita Ashrama for 12 years. I remember when I joined, my father had a very strange idea about monks. He knew traditional monks, matted hair, besmeared with ashes, you know, with loin cloth, they bake food. When they are sick, they die on the street. That was my, and they smoke hemp. That was my father's concept about monks. He never saw Ramakrishna monks. Babu Sadhu. Just see, Babu sir, watch these things. Remember, Sadhu has a reach to us, it is unthinkable. As a camera, my goodness, he's no good monk at all. Anyhow, he did not have any good idea about Ramakrishna monks at all. Then he wrote me a letter. My son, I am sorry that, you know, first he was a little bit unhappy, but later on he became very proud. I'm glad that you monks, but listen, I have money. He was a rich man. And may I never hear that you do die on the street without treatment. That he wrote to me. I have money and I do not want that you die on the street. And he wrote in his will that according to Hindu law, if you are a monk, you have no, you cannot have any property of your family. But he wrote in his will that if he comes back, he will get the share of my property. My other brothers, you know, are there. So the will was in the name, beneficiary. But if he comes back, he will get, he get the share of his property. Which is very kind of him.
That was fatherly love.
Huh?
That was fatherly love.
Yes.
Concerned for child.
But
protection. Yeah.
Yeah. I have money. I don't want you to die on the street. But my other two brothers also, they never married. One is the assistant Vice President of Vivekananda Youth Movement. And my younger brother worked also under Ramakrishna Mission 50 years in the slum. Just recently he retired in Rambagan in near Bijin Street, central Calcutta. There he worked in the slum. It was under Narendrapur, Swami Lokeshwarananda's. So he never married. The other two brothers are doing it. So they did not become monk, but they are semi-monks.
So, are you from Calcutta?
East Bengal.
I am from Calcutta. I was brought up in Calcutta, but I was not born in Calcutta.
Where you were born?
I was born in Bangladesh.
Which place was that?
In Khulna district. It is 110 miles
from... Not far from Khulna.
Huh?
Not far from Khulna.
110 miles. From our home border is only 50 miles.
Maharaj, Holy Mother initiated so many people. Is there any count of, you know, how many people she initiated, or do we know?
There is a list there, but I don't think it's a complete list, but there is
but
a list.
Is in
there.
The book?
I know my parents, they were initiated Swami Birojananda.
Who?
Swami Birojananda. Birojananda Maharaj. Birojananda Maharaj.
Acha, Birojananda.
Our Baba Mata.
তাই নাকি? আচ্ছা,
আমার জন্মের আগে।
ও সে বীরজানন্দ জি যায় যে 1950।
আমি কোনোদিনও তাকে দেখার সৌভাগ্য হয়নি। আজ বর্নিং 1954 মাই পেরেন্টস ওয়ার ইনিশিয়েটেড লং টাইম ব্যাক মাই ব্রাদার ওয়াজ ইনিশিয়েটেড স্বামী বিশুদ্ধানন্দ
আছে
তাকে আমি
নিখিলানন্দ বলে উনি নিউ ইয়র্কে ছিলেন না?
How did you join Ramakrishna Mission? How were you initiated into Ramakrishna? How you came into touch with Ramakrishna Mission?
That's what I was thinking to ask.
I came Ramakrishna Mission, I was a student. I was studying after leaving Bangladesh in 1950. My brother took me to Ramakrishna Mission. I was visiting the Holy Mother's house in Bagh Bazar. And there I got acquainted with the monks. I was in 8th grade. Then every Sunday I used to go and work and help the monks. And I used to go to Dakshineshwar. Then I finished my school, my college, and my education. My father wanted me to be a doctor. It did not work out. Then he tried me to make me a lawyer. It did not work out. I thought that old man is trying to trap me. I went to Advaita Ashrama. There I know the manager, Swami. And I asked him, I am looking for a place, could I stay here? He said, I shall ask Swami Gambhiranandaji, who was the president of Advaita Ashrama. Then he asked Swami Gambhiranandaji, he said, yes, we need a young man. We need a proofreader. So I came to the monastery as a proofreader, which is a huge publication department. So I used to read the proof, editing and proofreading, that was my job. And then, Kifuj is ready? All right. So then, I, 1958, 1st of December, I still remember, I came to the monastery. And then 1960, I officially joined. Then our order and rule is 3 years you will have to stay in the center. Then 2 years in the training center in Belurmur. After 5 years you get the first bhav. Then again another 4 years. So after 9 years you will get final bhavs and then you become a swami. So I got my final bhavs in 1969. In 1970 they decided to send me to Hollywood. When I came from Mayavati, from the Himalayas, they asked me to get ready. So in 71 I came to Hollywood with Swami Prabhavananda. So 7 years I was in Hollywood. Then Sat Prakashananda, he was 91 years old, Swamiji's disciple, he met Swamiji Brahmananda's disciple. He was not well. So I was transferred to help him. Then he died in 59. Then I took over, and from then on, I am in St. Louis, 35 years. Jai Ma.